go, I will start. And right away, you want to go, you feel in place. That woman is called driving the tree.
Gotcha. Here in the West, I think there's a derivative of that. They speak of witches flying on brooms, a broomstick, that a witch can go through the air on a broomstick, riding a broom. That they can go from one place to the next. But it is made into a fairy tale. They're not.
No, there is time. You start Akash before.
Yes.
And like yogic process, without any help from any machine or gate, you can yourself. Just like Narayana Muni goes everywhere. You can go anywhere. It is called Loghima Siddhi. Loghima. Loghima means he becomes so light that he will be carried by the air. And you can believe it, just like your mind, you can immediately carry it. How good mind? Alright, suppose I am sitting here, immediately I can go in my mind tomorrow. I am sitting in my room and talking with my subtle mind. Immediately. The mind is so speedy that in 1 second it can reach Mayapur, 15,000 miles within a second. That is, everyone knows. But the gross body cannot do that. The mind can do it. If I want to transform my body immediately to Mayapur, that is not possible. But by yogic process, that is called Loghimasa. Yogi, real yogi means they attain perfection in 8 items. Anima, Loghima, Garima, then Prapti, Siddhi, Sita, Vasita.
The Chinese are very much into that. They want to develop these.
But the meat eaters cannot do that.
Yeah, most of the ones that are into it are very strict about their diet and everything.
Yes. Yoga practice can be done, but very regular.
Yeah.
No sex, no meat eating, no not this, all this, no.
Yeah.
Then you can
pray.
We must be pure.
Yeah.
Any spiritual cultivation requires pure.
Yeah. They have commandments that they must follow of retaining their sexual energy and so on.
No, they cannot. Because they have no sexual energy can be controlled only by spiritual control. Otherwise.
Yes, not perfectly, but they are trying, less like Lord
no,
Shiva.
Materially they cannot. It is only possible by spiritual. Materially, you may try, but in Mala.
Yes, yes.
Now I am studying this rainbow. How 7 colors are. You see, prominently, there are 3 colors.
Yes.
Red, yellow, blue. sea between the blue and yellow, there is greenish.
Huh? Yes.
And between the red and yellow, there is orange. And blue and orange, like that, mixture. There is violet color. So in this way, there are seven colors. Now, if you artist, you can mix the seven colors. This way you can increase coloring. That is the way of the mixing of the modes of material. Of the royal tomb. The tomb is blue and sapta is yellow and raja is red. Now we mix 3 into 3 equals 9. 9 into 9 equals 81. Therefore 8,400,000 different forms according to the mixture of these modes. The nature is so fine and accurate. Different types of bodies the doing empty has gone on account of. Karanam guna sanga asya, then it is time. So many varieties of life, why? Karanam, karanam means the reason. Guna sanga, it is associating with the time. Grapes are this mixture of polar.
Yes. I never heard it said like that before. About the rainbow? About the rainbow?
The rainbow, you get color from the rainbow. You cannot get anything, you know, everything is there.
I wondered if you mentioned the rainbow in your books.
Oh. No, rainbow I never, I'm just sitting here and studying.
Yes, yes, that's what I not heard. It made it simpler for me to understand.
Karana guna sangosya.
You want to give it to me?
Yes, he's giving.
Let him give it to me tomorrow morning.
All the mangoes that you have been gotten, he has been sending them to you.
I've been nice to that. And he has got so fruit. He can make it actually paradise by introducing the flower. Let them eat sufficient fruit and give sufficient flowers and keep cows, get milk, produce your own food. You make it actual for us. What is this nonsense? Spoiling the beauty. But still you can do. There are so many other ideas you can develop. Actually there is no sketch. Krishna is so kind. He has made everything complete. We are less than simply spoiling the opportunity. Being influenced by Maya, we are spoiling all opportunities. This is misfortune. Krishna has given all facilities and we are spoiled. Spoiled child. Father has got money and he simply spoiled. This is our fault. The materialistic person means there are spoiled child and misusing father's property.
Purusha prakriti stoi bunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sad asad yoni janmasu. The living entity and material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
Karanam guna sangosya janmasu.
Karanam guna sangosya. Karanam cause. Guna sangha association with the modes of nature. Asya of the living entity. Sat asat, good and bad. This is due to his association with the material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
Good and evil species.
Report. This verse is very important for an understanding of how the living entities transmigrate from one body to another. It is explained in the second chapter that the living entity is transmigrating from one body to another just as one changes dress. This change of dress is due to his attachment to material existence. As long as he is captivated by this false manifestation, he has to continue transmigrating from one body to another. Due to his desire to lord it over material nature, he is put into such undesirable
circumstances.
Everyone
is trying to lord it over. Very special. Very, very trying to simple expert. Going to this whole American, European civilization is to find out how to exploit the colonization. They have spread all over the world. Only this purpose of exploit. How to exploit? But this is material. They are not satisfied locally that we have to develop our spiritual consciousness and arrange our supply of necessity locally.
Under the influence of material desire, the entity is born, sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a man, sometimes as a beast, as a bird, as a worm, as an aquatic, as a saintly man, as a bug. This is going on.
This is because they do not believe. That's my belief. Uneducated.
No faith. They have no faith.
What is that?
They have no faith.
The rascal may not have faith. He has no faith to become old man. Does it mean that you will not become old? You are young man, you may believe, but no, I am not going to be old man. Who cares for your belief? Faith. Pick out your faith. You are controlled under the material nature. That is the fact. What is the faith? No. Because you believe and not believe, that means nature will be controlled by your belief and not believe. The rest of us. Nature will act. The child has faith that the fire will not burn. He touches fire, that faith will save him. What do you think? He has no faith, he is simple. He thinks fire is as good as water. Will that faith save him because he is child? What do you mean? This faith, no faith, is rascal. It's all rascal. We believe, we have no faith, So what is good cookies for your belief and faith? You last time you remain your faith and belief, but later you lack. That is the fact.
So it's a matter of education.
Better education means to know how nature is working. Why do you believe in your faith and this and that? Nonsense, all nonsense. We believe, they say like that. We believe. Okay, that's for your belief. And who cares for your faith? That you do. That I may have some faith, I may believe in something, I may not believe, who cares for it? There's no question of faith and belief.
It's a matter of education of the truth.
Yes. Therefore education, that is it. Therefore they say faith. And they describe religion as faith. Therefore the question of religion is insignificant. Because it is a kind of faith. So now modern man, people say that you remain with your faith, I remain with my faith. He, she remains in our faith, everything is common. But faith will not save you. If you have faith that you will not become old man, that will not end. You must become.
Well, if we have faith in the Bhagavad Gita,
that is another faith, that is real faith. Faith is the beginning. But not everyone, if you have faith in the right thing, then it is good. But if you have faith in wrong thing, that will not end. Faith is good. Without faith, you cannot make progress. Suppose I am going to India, I am getting on an aeroplane. If I have got faith, this aeroplane will carry me. So, without this faith, you cannot get on an aeroplane. Then you remain here. Go to your barwa, and you make your neck like this, and you use laser. So you have got faith that he will not cut my throat. It is the same. Yes. So unless you have got this faith, how can you make people a sharpened razor his candy? So that faith is required. Very heavenly action. One can make it advance. Spiritual understanding, you must have faith. That's bad. But if the faith is right, then it is not. If the faith is wrong, then it is not. If you have faith in Krishna, that is right. But if you have faith to Lenin or similar rascal, then I have raised this question because you have to talk to you. Where is the difference between your philosophy and ours? You are keeping your faith on certain authority. We are keeping our faith on certain authority. Your communism is dependent on the faith on learning. And our Krishna consciousness is depending on the faith and Krishna. So the principle is the same. You have to keep your faith on somebody. Philosophy, from philosophical point of view, there is no difference. So how do you think that communism is an independent movement? The same thing. But only difference is that you keep your faith on Lenin and I keep faith on my Krishna. Now we have to judge whether Lenin is good or Krishna is good. But the principle is the same. you cannot go without any leader, a guru. Like we cannot go without any guru. If the guru is bona fide, then I am benefited. If the guru is rascal, then I am not. This is. We have to keep faith in somebody. That is fine. But if our faith is like a child sleeps on the lap of the mother, every child has got that faith. The mother is sinister, kills the child. She has no other symptom. Faith is meaning, that's all right. But if you keep your faith perfect, then you become perfect. And if you keep your faith on imperfect, then you become perfect. The process is the same. That I inquired from the communist leader. But where is the defense of process? There is no defense. Now, whether we should follow Krishna or whether we should follow Lenin, and that depends on my choice. And the process, the philosophy is the same, we could not answer. But he began a little grave and respect.
I asked a similar question to a leader of the schools here. They were saying that, well, we can't let this into schools because it's a type of faith and worship. So I was explaining that actually you also have faith. Everybody has faith and worships something. And that you are having faith in material objects and things, that that will make you happy. You're taking shelter in material objects, you are worshipping material things, you are seeking union with material things, you're bowing down to material things, in so many ways you're worshipping and you're having faith in matter.
Same process.
Yeah, same process. So it's a matter of...
Only one is illusory and one is bad.
Yeah.
Krishna is bad, the matter is illusory. That is
it. So
Krishna is fat because this mango is produced by Krishna, not by your material science.
Yes.
Therefore Krishna is fat.
Yes.
And your talking is said to be useful. So called faith and matter. You cannot help them.
The mangoes would die without water.
Huh?
The mangoes would die without water.
Anyway, the process is not under your control. That is my problem. It requires so many other things that you do not know. But if the combination of the material, that the process you do not know, it is not Krishna. There is a process. So nice scientific process that the taste is there on the heart and the tree draws the taste with water. So many nice things. But not the sugar can, but not the sour taste can. Still you deny God. You bring it to what you can do is simply talk nonsense. That's all. And we have to believe. The same example. The tiger, lion, the big animal, and other small animals, the dog, fox, cats, yeah, physically big animal is controlling the small animal. But both are never animal. The so-called scientists, philosophers, religionists, without Krishna consciousness, is a big animal. And the followers are small animals. But they are all animals. Is it not? So what is the value of animals? You think that because the tiger or the lion, big animal, it has got any teeth? But we mentioned what? The spiritual and not. The other small animals may be afraid of the big animal. But actually it has no use. Nobody keeps tiger or lion for taking some advantage from it. No.
There he can give milk.
Easily. Yeah.
Dangerous too.
Dangerous. Yes, it is compared with the snake with the jewel on the head.
Learned men. Huh? So-called learned men.
So-called animal. Yeah. Learned animal. It is as good as the snake with the jewel on the head. That has been described by Chanakya. Manira Bhushito Sattva Timasovna Bhayankara. A serpent. I see one serpent with jewel on the head, it is right. That is the nickname that should take the serpent from my chest. Or yes. Still it is fair. Although the decorated is the jewel, still it's there. The any material people may be decorated with educational, academic things. It is still useless. No value. It is fearful of people are afraid to go to your lawyer, to your doctor. As soon as you go, it's right.
Yeah.
Educated, but you let go. He wants money. There's one big Englishman. Sir William Temple or something. He used to say, I wish to die without the doubt. I advise someone, I advise you also. When I become seriously proposed anywhere I can become, don't bring any doubt. Let me die this way. I don't like this. They will come and first tribulation they will give injection. So many injections. Why at the time of death again injection? But I'm not sure. And if you permit them to give injection, they will show, you know, it is our duty, whatever scientifically we know, we must do it.
Yes.
Scientifically he knows how to give more trouble. The patient is already in trouble, and that scientific knowledge is to give him more. And let him know. I have a practical example of my other in the cellular birth. Sick. And doctor care, get some injection. And as soon as the doctor come upstairs, come down. Just after the injection, after 15 minutes, now who can charge the doctor? And what is the guarantee? When death comes, no doctor, no medicine. Then the person dies. Chant Hare Krishna, let him hear.
There is a big debate on this very subject in the United States today, whether or not the doctor should continue to try to keep a person alive indefinitely, even though he's not conscious, they could keep him alive, barely alive, with injections and changing the blood.
That he cannot do. That he cannot do. That he should be giving a chance. That is another bullshit. Who is that doctor we are saying in that? Yeah.
Well, they aren't, haven't perfected it yet.
You never be perfect and these rascals be born again. That is, don't be bluff. That is, they're very expert in bluffing and groups and rascals, they become.
One very rich man, his name was Walt Disney. He must have paid for a large sum of money to scientists because they promised him indirectly that they would be able to find a cure for his illness in the future. So if they would they froze him. Quick freezing. They froze his body very quickly. And just before he died, or before he died even. He might be frozen now. I don't know what the system, what the scene would be. But I think they froze him before he died. And in this way, they exploited him by getting him to pay them money with the promise that in the future, when we get a cure, we'll thaw you out and we'll inject you or save you with this cure. So now this man, Walt Disney, who's very famous American, he's frozen somewhere in the United States. I don't know where he... But in this way, they must
have...
Famous fool. A very famous fool.
He's famous.
Yes, he's very famous.
And in all cases, the living entity thinks himself to be the master of his circumstances, yet he is under the influence of material nature. How he is put into such different bodies is explained here. It is due to association with the different modes of nature. One has to rise, therefore, above the three material modes and become situated in the transcendental position. That is called Krishna consciousness. Unless one is situated in Krishna consciousness, his material consciousness will oblige him to transfer from one body to another because he has material desires since time immemorial. But he has to change that conception. That change can be effected only by hearing from authoritative sources. The best example is here. Arjuna is hearing the science of God from Krishna. The living entity, if he submits to this hearing process, will lose his long-cherished desire to dominate material nature, and gradually and proportionately as he reduces his long desire to dominate, he comes to enjoy spiritual happiness. In a Vedic mantra, it is said that as he becomes learned in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he proportionately relishes his eternal blissful life.